Hi, this is Maxi Neal from Jaded Star, and you're listening to Pomus Gabble, the podcast of PowerMetal.de.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Pommes Gabel, the podcast of PowerMetal.de. Für alle, die Deutsch nur verstehen, diese Podcast-Folge ist auf Englisch, weil wir einen Gast aus Griechenland haben und deswegen, ja, auf Englisch miteinander kommunizieren. I just said that the following episode is in English only for our German listeners. I'm not alone, as you already heard. I'm here together with my podcast colleague Marcel. Hi, Marcel.
Hi, Pia.
And we have a special guest today. Maxi Neal from Jaded Star is with us. Hi, Maxi. How are you?
Hello, guys. I'm good. I'm good. How are you? How is it over there? Trying to stay sane with all this lockdown, right?
Yeah, trying to survive somehow.
Exactly, yeah. Well, what can you do? Music is the only thing, I guess. Music and Netflix.
Yes, and for us, it's podcasting and Netflix.
Yes, yes.
It's a kind of therapy for us to do this podcast, I guess.
Believe me, it's a great thing to do for me as well this evening. It's great talking to you. Finally, we made it.
Yeah. You just said Pommes Gabel. And Pommes Gabel, in English, it would be a fry fork. So the fork that you eat your fries with.
Yes.
Do you have a name for this in Greek?
A special fork only for fries?
Yes.
Dude, no. This is awesome. I want a pommes gabel myself. We have gabels like the usual ones with four, things, and with three, and big and small, and that's it. They're for food and for fruit. I don't know, something like this. But I know what you mean. I think those are with two, the ones you're talking about, right?
Yes.
I remember.
There are some
them.
Made of wood with yes. two, and there are the plastic ones with three, but I think they will be forbidden in a couple of months. So
the plastic
we will
ones.
Have this with the two. Mm. Yes. They look like the metal horns.
They
and
do.
That's why.
They do, but we don't have a special name for those. I love them. And actually, you don't get to see them a lot here in Greece. But I've seen them, around the world many times.
Do you have a special word in Greek for the metal horns?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's like, we say the devil horns or no. We say it in English because it's like impossible to give a name for that in Greek.
Yeah, the German word Pommes Gabel is totally different.
You use that for this?
Yes.
This is awesome.
We do.
I probably will be using the German word for that. It's too cool not to use it. Yeah.
That would be great. And when I come to Greece one day, the metalheads will say, this is a pommes gabel.
Yeah.
And I will know that you brought it.
That would be great. So pommes gabel, I love it.
So Maxine.
Yeah.
You are the singer of a wonderful band named Jaded Star.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
And your new record was released in the beginning of November. So how do you feel? And what can you tell us about the reactions from the press and your fans when you released Realign?
We had something like a pause of 5 years with the band. I mean, we released the first album, Memories from the Future, on 2015. We toured a lot back then. I had to change members. We had to find new ones. From the beginning, I was left kind of alone, in this whole thing. So I really was so looking forward for Realign to release it and share it with the world and play live, which is not happening right now. So it's really like a dream coming true, because sometimes you feel like, it's not going to happen, and then it's happening. I feel like it was the third album, not the second album of the band, to be honest. We've been working on that for almost 2 years. And what I get from the people is I'm really happy because they really understand what Realign is about. And they understand the evolve that happened through the years, the members that changed, the sound that kind of changed for us. And I'm happy that they find songs in this album that they can relate to, because personally, as a songwriter, I really aim to be able to connect with people in this way, to be able to people see their own story in the songs. So till now, we haven't heard like really bad reviews or stuff. We had really good. So I hope it stays like this. And yeah, I'm really, really excited. And we cannot really wait to share it with on stage. We need to get back on the road, man, like every band.
Yes, and we need to go back to the pit and see you on stage.
Yes.
You just said that you had to change all the musicians of your band. How did you find the new band members?
Well, it was a long and painful process because the main problem with finding band members is not like finding people that are good on their instrument. Great musicians are everywhere, but you need to share the same mindset. You need to want the same things. You need to understand that having a band in a professional level, you need to sacrifice a lot and you need to work very hard. And, you know, it's very hard to find people that are on the same page with you. I drank a lot of coffees with people talking about joining the band. But in the end, what happened is that I found them through friends. I don't know if you know Bob Cacciones. He used to be on Firewind, the keyboard player of Firewind. We're very good friends with him. So he was like recording Danes, our guitar player's solo album. So he told me about him. And then, you know, from mouth to mouth, from friend to friend, we made it. And we really, I can feel a very strong base right now within the band and a very strong relationship between the members. And I was really looking forward to something like this because it's all about the people in the end.
Are all new songs from you or was the whole Jaded Star team able to contribute?
It was mainly me, our keyboard player, Angelo, and Dane, the guitar player. It was the three of us that actually wrote most of the songs because actually the bass player and the drummer came after the demos were ready. So it's mostly us three. But right now we're working on the second, on the third album, and we're all contributing with ideas, which is actually the thing that I really like to do. A band has to be a band, you know.
Oh, wonderful teamwork.
Yes. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Your debut album was released in 2015. What are the main differences for you between Memories from the Future and your new record, Realign?
I had to really think about that a lot because people, you know, ask me about that. At first I thought, it's like a natural, you know, follow-up to Memories from the Future. Right now I feel that it's more raw. The sound is raw, is more aggressive through Realign. And I also feel that the atmosphere has changed a lot. It's more powerful. My lyrics are more about what I feel. It's, you know, it's too egocentric sometimes, I know. But, you know, when I write lyrics, I tend to write, you know, my personal stories and stuff. For me, what it should be, it's the natural follow-up. But at the same time, it's more aggressive, more raw, and more to the point. And I'm really looking forward for the live shows with this album because we really wanted to write songs also that people can sing along, you know, and we can party along. So I'm really looking forward to that moment.
And did you still work on the new songs during the COVID-19 situation?
For Realign, actually, we finished everything before COVID. But we had to find a label, a new label. We had to do all this stuff that takes a lot of time. And COVID came. So the release of the album was in the middle of the lockdown. What can you do? It is what it is. Yeah, but the album was done. The album was done way before COVID. We finished it on January of 2020, a year ago.
And we like the new record, and we like the artwork of the new record. So, Maxi, what can you tell us about the meaning behind this artwork and the connection with the songs on Realign?
Well, first of all, the artwork was made by John Tusas. He's a great artist. We wanted actually to combine the elements, you know, of the earth along with the new technology and everything that is happening right now. So you see this creature, something like a robot, but on the head is the earth, it's the planets. And also you can see the jade stone, this green stones that come out of the head, which is all about jaded. The jade stone is like a very powerful stone that has healing powers. So this is what we took our name from as well. It doesn't necessarily has a connection to the songs, but it has this connection to the meaning of realign, which means to reborn, to start again, combining everything together, the earth, the universe, and all. You know, we feel that like we are reborn once again. This is a new era for us.
Ah, okay, cool. And one song on the new record is called Adrian. So who is Adrian and which meaning does he have for you and Jaded Star?
Oh my God, do I really have to say this? Well, listen. When it comes to Adrian, we had promised within the band that we wouldn't say anything about Adrian. But listen, the hell of it. It's a funny story. While we were recording the demo of the song, we tried to find, you know, because I had written the lyrics and everything, but we couldn't find like a cool name for the song. It was like, the power within or blah, all this. At some point, have you seen Rocky, the movies?
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So at some point, it's Rocky Balboa screaming to his wife,
Adrian!
Cool. So I remember us being in the studio and really trying to find a name for the song. And I don't know why I was making coffee in the kitchen and I started talking like Balboa. And I was like, Adrian! Adrian! And then, you know, it hit me. I was like, yeah, we're going to name the song Adrian, man. Because that's why. I don't know why. Just because. So this is how you ruin a song. Thank you very much.
So, but I have to be honest, it's one of the coolest stories I've ever heard. So be honest, Maxi, what is your favorite Rocky movie?
I think it's the first, of course. It's the first one. I think the first three. I'm going to go for the first three.
Not the fourth?
Don't make me choose. It's too hard. And I watched all of them like recently. This is the thing. I'm going to go with the first three.
So maybe you can make a concept record of...
Oh my God.
Rocky Balboa, of course.
Why not? He's like the coolest guy, isn't he?
Yes, of course.
So yeah.
Adrian, so this is alone forever.
I think I just heard a cat in the background.
Yeah, I have him on my lap because he was like, yeah, what can I do? He's too small. He's like in the palm of my hand.
Hey, little cat. How are you?
Hello.
Little kitten.
He's good now. And we think we're going to name him Pablito.
You could name him Adrian.
Well, that would be awesome.
A Pain All Mine is obviously a song about your connection to your father.
Yeah.
Would you tell us the story behind it? And was there a reason for you to release the song now?
Listen, I'm not going to dig in too deep because maybe it's too heavy also for people. But, you know, as I grew up, I was always having, this weird relationship with my father. He's been like really absent, let's say, you know. In the end, you know, what I said to myself, and I think that it's true, is that not many people are, you know, made to be parents. They don't know how. And in the end, it's okay. And because I had a lot of anger within me, I had the need to actually forgive him at some point because this is the best he can do. This is what he can be. And I'm growing older as well. So at some point, you just need to let go the anger. So I really needed to write a song about it and let it go. It's like a forgiving process, if I, you know. And I felt that the time was right.
And did it work?
It works at some point, although it's very hard sometimes to sing the song. It's getting too emotional, but I think it's kind of a healing process every time, and it's okay.
I wish you all the best for the process, and thank you for sharing this very personal story with us.
Thank you. I felt, you know, comfortable enough to talk about it. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And another song is called We Are Heroes.
Yeah.
With this song, you published a very special song, a song for you, a song for us, a song for everyone. And is this song a courage or bravery maker in difficult situations?
Yes. It's actually a motivational song. It was something like the Keep on Fighting of the previous album. we are the heroes. We are the heroes of our lives. We're the heroes. We cannot expect anybody else to be a hero for us. We have to find the power within. So I'm trying, you know, I have this constant need of empowering people. It works for me as well. It's like a therapy for myself. So I really hope that I can pass it through.
So you know the band Halloween of Germany, of Hamburg?
Yes, of course I do.
On their last record, My God-Given Right, one song is called Heroes. And in the chorus is called Everyone Can Be a Hero. We are, we are. So it's also a courage maker in difficult and very sad situations, I think. Like your song.
Many bands out there, and I'm really happy about that, they really want to pass this message of positivity, of yes, you can do that. It's the least we can do, I mean.
What would be your supernatural superpower if there would be one?
I love this question. Well, I would love my superpower. My dream superpower would be knowledge, to know everything, to know do you understand the power of knowing everything? Everything about math, physics, history, everything. This would be the coolest superpower I could ask for.
But it could also make you very lonely because you'd be the most intelligent person on earth.
Well, I could pass it through and, you know, I'm lonely in a way anyway, because I'm a loner in my life. Like, you know, I say that I'm an introvert in a body of an extrovert. Mm. This is the thing with me.
I know what you mean. I can relate.
Good. So, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So it's very hard to be an introvert with what I do, but I enjoy so much my alone time.
Another thing that we agree on is that female fronted metal is not a genre.
Thank God. Amen.
Yes. It's a weird term that should disappear better sooner than later.
Yes, please. How are we going to make that happen?
I think it's already happening. I think there are so many good front women now that have so different voices and do so different types of music that people get to understand that there is not this one genre.
Yeah.
That female singers can be in every genre and do everything. So that's also what you show in the song with this name, Female Fronted.
Yeah.
And you show that you can do a lot of different types of vocal style. That's really cool.
Thank you.
In this song.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Not many people got it though, you know. Some people didn't understand the fun part of the video, for example. Have you seen the video?
Yes. With the different costumes and everything.
Yes, and we had some people, they didn't understand that we were making fun of this, that it's like, it's sarcastic. I'm working on a backstage video and like a small interview, a video interview, explaining like step by step the lyrics and everything. So I'm going to be posting that the next month or something, because I really need people to understand that all this was sarcastic and this is what we really need to stop actually doing.
Yes. Another thing we need to stop doing, what you also posted, I think, by the end of last year on your Instagram, is comparing female singers and try to make a competition of how they look and how they sing. We definitely need to stop this because there is no sense at all in doing this.
Exactly. It divides. It doesn't unite. And it makes me furious sometimes when you see like red crosses, red X's in the faces of singers because they didn't make it to the contest or whatever. What is that? I mean, what is that? This is not music. It has nothing to do with music. If it's like a GNTM or whatever, you know, the Greece's Next Top Model or whatever, Germany's Next Top Model. Yeah, okay. But this is music. I mean, come on. And what really gets me furious is the fact that many people in this genre, they look instead of listening. And I don't know if we can stop that, but I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not going to be part of that, and I'm not going to feed this beast, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Mm. But you have been part of the Eve's Apple community.
Yes, this is totally different, yeah.
Yes, that's. I don't know if that exists still. Maybe you can tell us. But that, to explain it first, it was a or is a group of many, many female singers who support each other. I think it has been a Facebook group where many female singers have been in, and you also had this great meeting at the Metal Female Voices Fest in Belgium.
Well, the original idea was Lisa's Middelhauver.
The ex-Xandria singer, yeah.
And she had this idea of having like a community where we can actually support each other, and it worked really great. I mean, I met so many good friends within this community. And then we decided to make like a show. We had, I think, yeah, two shows. And I was responsible for the show with the full band. So I was preparing this in Greece for 6 months. I was rehearsing with a Greek band. I had to, you know, because it was impossible to meet from, it was from every continent, you know, from Chile, from America, Africa, Asia, Europe, everywhere. So we gathered in Belgium, like, was it in 2012, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. 2012, yes.
The thing is that to keep doing something like this, it takes like a lot of time. And it was impossible to keep doing shows or, you know, preparing. It was too much work. So we just decided to like pause the social media part and the live part of Yves Zappel. But we still remain friends. We talk with each other a lot. So yeah, Yves Zappel is like an idea that is there and always be.
It's good to know that you still are in touch with the others and that the community still exists.
Yes, 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 yes. We have like a secret group on, you know, on social media that we talk and we post our shit and whatever. But yeah, when it comes to public, we don't do much. We do nothing, actually, when it comes to public.
But that's also a good way to encourage each other. And also, you know that the others are there and have the same spirit in this, to come back to this female-fronted metal thing, that you can break it together.
And we're sharing the same agony many times and same stories. It is what it is, yeah.
Let's jump to a completely different topic, the Voice of Greece.
Oh my God.
You're a vocal teacher in Voice of Greece, right?
Yes, I was. And we won.
Ah, yes. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
But how come you became part of this TV show?
It was one of those days when I was sitting at home and my phone rang. It was, you know, I didn't go for it. Because usually I really have to work very hard to get in a position of whatever. And it was one of those very rare times where the phone rings. There was a friend of mine who was like, hey, they're looking for a coach at The Voice and the maestro wants to meet you. You want to come over? Just like that. I was like, yay, let's do it. It was one of those little things that, yeah, that just came in my life, changed it in many ways. And yeah, it was a great experience, but really endless working hours.
Yeah, I can imagine. How did the job look like?
I had like to work with 40 people because each coach has 40 people. I was working 7 days a week, like from 12 to 16, 17 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're alone in something like this and it's your first time, you need to have everything perfect. I also love the connecting with people and talking, and you know, so we kind of became a big family with the people, with the kids. They're not kids, they're grown-ups, but you know, for me they're kids, they're my students. You know, we became a really good team and very strong team, and we were like spending a lot of time together, and it paid off, and I'm really glad and I'm happy about it.
What did you like best about being a vocal teacher in Voice of Greece?
Telling them and actually making people believe that they can make it and they can do it and they can follow their dreams. Although I know that it may sound cheesy and whatever, but it's true. And to see actually people achieving the goals, their dreams, and, you know, being happy about it and so thankful, that's it. I mean, I received a lot of love on that show.
You were able to see them develop and also grow.
And still with many of them, I keep in touch with a lot of them. And I see them, I follow them on their steps. I'm helping them still whenever I can, or, and this is what counts in the end. This is what remains, you know, the people, the feelings that you share with them,
the connection.
Yes.
And will you do it again?
Yes, I worked two more seasons on another TV show as a vocal coach again, but it was another concept because you had to deal with celebrities. It's not exactly the same. It's fun. It's also crazy hours. But yeah, I would do the voice again.
You lately kind of closed your Patreon, but you left it open for people to support you taking care of stray cats.
Yes, because Patreon takes a lot of time and I couldn't be on time with my tasks over there. So I was like, guys, this is what happens right now. I'll be opening it again soon when I can. But for now, all the money that they're sending me, yes, I have like almost 15, let's say, yeah. I'm feeding almost 12 to 15 animals, so...
Yeah, and they need food and everything. Sometimes you need to take them to the vet, so yeah.
Of course, of course.
How can people support you now with the stray cats and later maybe with a normal Patreon again?
The Patreon, the page is still open. I'm not active there. So they can go to my Patreon, Maxi Neal, and they can see the perks and they can choose. I also have a special perk for stray animals, to adopt a stray. So if you choose to adopt a stray, I keep updating you with photos and videos of how it goes and the name and everything. We can choose it together. I'll be really thankful and grateful for this. And I want to thank all my patrons and the ones to come. They're more than welcome.
I remember when you started Patreon, you had stuff there that you crafted yourself, right?
Yes.
Do you still do this or is there no time anymore?
Listen, for this past 2 years, I wasn't able to craft almost anything. I have a lot of unfinished crafts at my place, but I think I'm going back to it because, first of all, I love it. I love, you know, making things with my hands and being unique and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm going to get back to it at some point, but for now, there was no time.
So if you have the time and the choice, with which artist would you like to sing a duet or work with in general?
Does it have to be one?
It can be three.
Three. Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the ones that are alive. I'd love to sing with Tori Amos.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to work with Devin Townsend.
That would be cool.
Great.
Yeah. He's a crazy guy. Yeah, I love his work. And I would really, really like to have, like, let's say, a duet with Catatonia.
So, Catatonia, if you need guest vocals on your next album, then
hello,
ask Maxi.
This is Maxi Neal. You can call me, you know.
So, Devin, if you heard this, call him.
Yes, Devin. We have a lot to talk about, Devin.
What can you tell us about the whole metal scene in Greece? For example, I love bands like Suicidal Angels, Exarsus, Rotting Christ, or Firewind. Do you have any closer connections with other bands from Greece?
I'm friends with all of them that you mentioned. Where with Rotting Christ, with Septic Flesh, with Suicidal Angels. We're really good friends with them all. Because, you know, it's a small scene. When you go to clubs, when we used to go in clubs 100 years ago, yeah, you would see the same faces, the same people. And when you are a musician yourself, you play the same festivals sometimes and you're sharing the same stages. So it's not that hard to know each other. And I'm really lucky because some of them are really good friends and they're really good people.
I think Iliana from Enemy of Reality also is part of the Eve's Apple community, right?
She is, and she's my best friend.
Oh. Ah, shout out to her.
Yes, we were talking like in the morning.
One of my final questions. So what can you tell us about the next plans for Jaded Star in the beginning of this year or in the next month?
Since we have no idea when this is going to end, and yeah, we're planning of making a live stream at some point in the next month. We're trying to find the right people to work with because it really needs a lot of work, a lot of preparation, good cameras. We need to be as our release party should be. Plus, we're working also on new songs because what can you do?
So before we come to our last question, is there anything you want to tell your fans or you want to talk about that we didn't talk about yet?
I want to thank the people that have been supporting us for all these years and that they kept the fire burning also through the darkest times. They know who they are. I want to tell people that in times like this, it's really important to support music and actually support the artists that you love. There's nothing else we can do. We can share the music. You can listen to it. You can buy the music. You can watch the videos. And we can only social media is, you know, is the way to connect right now. And we want to. I want to thank them a lot. I want to thank you for having me. It's been a great, great talk, guys.
Thank you for being here. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, I had a really great time and let's do that again. And I want to send positive vibes to the people who are listening and we're going to get through this one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. What's the best way to support you? Should people buy merchandise or is there a way to maybe use PayPal or whatever? I think Spotify has this donation button right now.
All the above that you mentioned. They can buy our official merch from our Big Cartel account. It's on Instagram. It's on our Facebook page. They can stream our music, which is actually awesome. And yeah, this donation thing that Spotify has on right now is really helpful for the band. And spread the word. Listen to the music.
So we have the ritual that our last question is about the most favorite song at this moment from our interview partners. So, Maxi, what's your favorite song at this moment? It doesn't have to be a metal or rock song.
My favorite song at this moment? Oh, my God. I've been listening a lot to Loneliness from Winter Sun. It's been playing on repeat a lot, so I'm going to go for that.
Pia, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song is by a band from Japan, but the singer is from Norway. The band is called The Number Zero. They're not very famous now, so check them out, support them. There is also a very cool video for the song that I mentioned now. The song is called Manic Pixie Nightmare Girl.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. Marcel, what's your favorite song?
Yes, my favorite song is Independent from a little band which is called Sacred Reich from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right.
Newcomers.
So, Maxi, thank you very, very much for this wonderful interview. We wish you all the best for the upcoming time and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Pia. Thank you, Marcel. It's been great to talk to you, really, guys. And yeah, well, let's keep in touch and let's do it again. And thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thank you.
Thank you.